Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we lift you up. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name in this day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Oh, God, you're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We're located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. Praise God. We give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor for this time of fellowship. Amen. Via conference call sanctuary. Amen. For those of you that will be listening, amen, to the recording that you may join in. Amen. And get it hot off the press. That number is 605-313-5111. Access code 151647 pound. And we invite you, amen, to Sunday school, amen, Sunday school, amen, hallelujah, where you can join in to learn more about, amen, revelation concerning the written scriptures, amen, hallelujah, the revealed written word, amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. We commit this Sunday school lesson unto thee, oh God, that you may establish it in the name of, that you will go before the woman of God and prepare the way, that you will illuminate the understanding and the eyes of the hearers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, that you will bring about an increase of the seed that is being sown, the seed of your word, oh God. We thank you for you doing it, oh God. We thank you for anointing the teacher of the hour, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Let us speak through your spirit, the spirit of prophecy. Let us speak through you, amen, revelatory knowledge, oh God, hallelujah. May she water all of those, oh God, that is present this day, oh God, to hear your word. May they bud, may they bud, may they come forth, oh God, with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I release the line today to Prophetess Magra Kavanaugh. She is the set teacher of the hour of Kingdom Living Fellowship. Amen. Prophetess, I release the line to you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Just giving God the glory for being my life this today. Hallelujah for being our lives today. Just thanking the Lord for this first Sunday of the year where we are able to go forth in his word. We thank God for the Sunday school lesson thus far coming out of the book of John. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, I ask that you will decrease Maggie all the way completely down, that you will only, they will only hear you, Lord God. I'm asking, Lord God, that you will open our ears, Lord God, open our hearts to be receptive in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of distractions, Lord God. Oh, God, let this word be a set focus word for this hour in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just bless God right now for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Thus far, we've been in the book of John, giving glory and praise to my pastor, my leader, Apostle Asia, Lord God, and everyone in their respectful places on the line, all ministers, all everyone that will hear this message, just giving God the glory for each and every one. Just thanking him for him allowing Apostle Asia to lay it on her heart for me to be the teacher for the hour. We will continue to go forth in the book of John. This week we're in John 2. We're talking about, the topic is Jesus' first miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. And we, last week we began to talk about, We talked on Philip and Nathaniel, amen, how the Lord was calling them to be disciples, amen, how he was pulling them out, how Jesus was pulling them out of doubt into more faith of knowing who he was. Amen. And what we're finding in the book of John, that this book is surely teaching us to be discipled. Amen. Surely teaching us to be sons and daughters of the King. Amen. Surely teaching us how to reflect Christ, how to emulate him, how to walk and talk like him. Amen. How we go out and we spread the good news. Discipleship, something that is not really taught in this very hour. But I thank God that we are one of the rare ministries that is teaching about being disciples. Amen. Allowing God to be our model, allowing Jesus to be our model, guiding others back to him. Amen. Living a lifestyle of righteousness and holiness, being a follower of Jesus. Amen. We seldom say here in Georgia, there's two types of saved. There's really saved and there's Atlanta saved. Amen. And there's a difference, hallelujah, where you are able to do anything you want when you're Atlanta saved. But truly living a saved, sanctified life, living righteously and following Christ the way his word declares for us to follow him. And in this week's lesson, there is another example how we are supposed to model ourselves after Christ. Amen. The scripture is coming from John, the second chapter this week. I'm going to actually read out of the CEV version. Amen. That's the Christian English, the Contemporary English version. It says, John 2. 3 days later, the mother of Jesus was at a wedding feast in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited and went there. What I found in the book of John is Jesus was accepting a lot of invitations, amen. But it was in strategic timing that he went to these things. He just didn't go just to go. There was a strategic time, and there was a reason why he was set out to go to these places that he's planned to attend, amen. And were there. When the wine was all gone, Mary said to Jesus, "They don't have any more wine." Jesus replied, "Mother, my time hasn't come yet." In one version, he says, "Woman, my time hasn't come yet. You must not tell me what to do." Mary then said to the servants, "Do whatever Jesus tells you to do." Glory to God. What I found right here is Jesus changed up the tone of how he was talking to his mother. He had to let her know, yes, I understand you're my mother, but glory to God, yes, I understand, but understand I am the Christ, and you don't tell me what to do, glory to God, because my time has not come yet. His timing had not come yet. And then she began to understand his posture and his place where he was saying, okay, disciples, y'all servants, y'all need to go do whatever Jesus tells you to do in this hour. Tell whatever he's requiring from you to do, you must do. At the verse 6, at the feast, there were 6 stone water jars that were used by the people for washing themselves in the way that their religion said they must. Each jar had about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants to fill them to the top with water. Then after the jars had been filled, he said, "Now take some water and give it to the man in charge of the feast." The servants did as Jesus told them, and the man in charge drank some of the water that had now turned into wine. He did not know where the water had come from, but the servants did. He called the bridegroom over and said, "The best wine is always served first. Then after the guests have had plenty, the other wine is served. But you have kept the best until last." This was Jesus' first miracle, and he did it in the village of Cana in Galilee. There Jesus showed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Amen. Glory to God. What our aim today with this lesson is to understand Jesus' manner, his mission, and method so that we can get to know him better. Glory to God. I found it very... But his first miracle, he performed it at a wedding. A wedding. Amen. There are three common held beliefs that constitutes a marriage in the eyes of God. The couple is married in the eyes of God when the physical union is consummated through intercourse. Number two, the couple is married in the eyes of God when the couple is legally married. The couple is married in the eyes of God after they have participated in a formal religious wedding ceremony. A wedding, not just anything, but a marriage that Jesus did this first miracle at. And he wants us to understand his manner, his mission, and his method. The manner, a way of doing or being done, a happening made of action or incurrence, way of speaking, to treat to and treating others, a way of speaking to and treating others, mission, an important goal, a purpose that is assigned accompanied by strong conviction, method, a procedure or technique, order or system in doing something or anything. He did this at a marriage, becoming one. This couple became one, glory to God. And Jesus was in the midst of them becoming one, glory to God. Now, how are we supposed to reflect this married couple, glory to God? How are we supposed to, Jesus was showing them that we must come in a relationship with him, come in union with him, being united together in one flesh with Christ, amen? So the principle today is to become people who are well acquainted with Jesus' motives and actions, his manner, his mission, his method, having a way of doing something, a way of speaking and treating one another, talking to one another, a purpose that is assigned, that is accompanied by strong conviction. Something, we're just not just doing any old thing, but it is accompanied with strong conviction. There's a reason and a purpose for us doing this thing, a method, a procedure, or a technique in doing something or anything. Glory to God. This is what Jesus is requiring for us to become acquainted with today, so that we can be the type of disciples, sons and daughters, amen, that please him in each and everything that we do. In everything that we do, we to God. Glory to God. I said the word strong conviction. About 3 o'clock this morning, I received a text message from Apostle. Glory to God. That thing really did do something to me. Glory to God. I got to repenting at my job. Glory to God. I did what she said without any question. Glory to God. I think I responded as soon as she sent it. Glory to God. Because a strong conviction had taken place. Because the mission that Jesus has us on is my mission is aligned with him. Glory to God. So I got to reflect and I got to exemplify him at all costs. Glory to God.
Amen.
The principle, reflecting him. The application, how do we do this? To realize that Jesus' miracles were ultimately intended to bring focus upon God's kingdom and his principles, and to seek to do the same by our words and actions. We got to line up with this thing. It must be kingdom-based. If the principles in whatever we are doing in this very hour and season going forward, it must be focused on Christ. Amen. We must reflect Amen. Him. We must be discipled so that we must be living lives that model and are guided based on Jesus Christ, that living lifestyles that are righteous and holy as followers of Christ. Glory to God. So that we may draw others unto that lifestyle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just saying that it is just a form of dress. I remember when I first got saved, they stripped me of pants and makeup, and I was just plain Jane, glory to God. And I thought that was truly holiness. Hallelujah. But once I began to get in my word and begin to get a relationship with Christ, and I'm talking about as of last year, 2020, glory to God, I saw that thing was a lifestyle. It was a relationship. It was a marriage, glory to God. It was a covenant yes. agreement, glory to God, that Jesus performed this first miracle in my life, glory to God, to let me know know, hallelujah, that I got to come in alignment with him, that I must be in covenant agreement with him, glory to God, that I must become in oneness with him, glory to God, that constituted us to be married, glory to God. See, we already married. We're married to Christ. We're married to Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. So it requires us to do some things. Hallelujah. We got to reflect him at all costs. So, glory to God. The Bible is truly filled with marvelous accounts of God working miracles and wonders in all types of situations. But the lesson for today, it is one of the very accounts of this lesson today is turning water into wine. Glory to God. A miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus just did not turn this water into wine just to turn it into wine, but he was showing them, he was drawing them into a deeper faith-based relationship with him, glory to God. He was letting them know that I am the Messiah. He had to let Mary know, all right, woman, glory to God, back up now. I'm just not your son, but I am the Christ, glory to God, and I am here on a mission. I am here focused on an assignment to do what my Father has called me to do, glory to God, to disciple, to draw others unto Christ. So there are three clear principles that will help us get to know Jesus better. We as Christians, it is sometimes so hard for us to say, oh, I got a relationship with Jesus. I know him. But do we truly, truly know Jesus? But today there are three simple principles, and these principles are clear. I've been saying for the last couple of months, this thing is so simple that we make it complex. So we're not going to complex this thing because it is so simple for us to know how to get to know Jesus better, for us to begin to get in that covenant marriage with him, for us to become in alignment with him, for us to become in union and in oneness with him, glory to God. It's not, yes, the speaking in tongues, the prophesying, the preaching and teaching, but he's calling for relationship. And what does he do? He shows them at the wedding. He shows this married couple the first miracle. Glory to God. He builds their faith in the first miracle by turning that water into wine. So, number one, Jesus' manner was to reach people through relationship. Through relationship. Jesus made himself accessible. He was friendly. If you are walking and reflecting Christ, if your principle in this walk, if your principle is to reflect him, to exemplify him, to emulate him, then you should have a friendly, accessible demeanor about you. Your spirit should be friendly. People should be able to come to you. They should be able to be, you should be able to share the good news of the gospel. Your life should be on display because you want to share your life style, your relationship with people to draw them in just like Jesus did. It says, as our passage began today, we are told in the initial verses that there was a wedding in Cana and that Jesus, his mother, and his disciples were invited. Jesus' presence at the wedding seems to be a primary concern for John, but Jesus made himself accessible. He made himself, he was amongst the common people, glory to God. He wasn't so high and mighty that he could not be amongst the common people that ran out of wine at the wedding, glory to God. And see, back then, that was a big thing. They couldn't go just to the spirit shop and the package store and just go get something. That was a big thing in their culture. For if you ran out of wine, it was an embarrassment to the family, glory to God. But Jesus made himself accessible around the common people. He showed himself friendly around the regular people, glory to God. He was concerned about sharing the good news of the gospel with his lifestyle with others so that they could reflect him, glory to God. Is the manner that you're walking in, the way of you doing something, the way things are being done, are happening, a mode of action or occurrence, the way you're speaking or talking to people and treating others, and is it reflective of a relationship with Christ? Are you able to reach people with that manner through relationship? Are you able to draw them to Christ by the way you act, the way you behave, the way you talk? Glory to God. They tell me at work. They say, Ms. Megan, you never meet a stranger. Glory to God. We shouldn't. Glory to God. Because we carry we are walking and talking disciples. Glory to God. We are walking and talking Christ daily. Glory to God. So we are supposed to act and talk like Christ at all times. Glory to God. Jesus went to this wedding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obviously, they had to have known somebody. His mother had to have known somebody at the wedding. But he made himself friendly. And that is what Christ is requiring in discipleship. Number two, Jesus' goal was to stay on mission. Now, this here at home this week, glory to God, as I begin to prepare for this lesson, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in John, the second chapter, for those joining in, verses 1 through 11, and we're talking about the first Jesus' first miracle. And know that Jesus did perform 37 miracles in the first four Gospels that are written. They were recorded, 37 of them, glory to God. In a 33-year time span, he performed 37. Amen. Glory to God. But Jesus, he wants us to stay focused. Stay in alignment with him. Glory to God. Not to become easily distracted. Not to become distracted at all. Glory to God. Getting caught up in work and found myself getting caught up in the cares of the world and losing my concentration, losing my attentiveness. Glory to God. And the Lord had to shake me and tell me, I've invested too much in you in the last couple of months for you to get off course. Glory to God. So you got to stay on the mission. Glory to God. So Jesus was focused. He went to this wedding with an assignment. Glory to God. He went to this wedding on a mission. Glory to God, an important goal, a purpose that was assigned and accompanied by strong conviction. We must set ourselves in a strong conviction in this walk to know that we are not just here just to be here. Glory to God. There is a mission that we're on to lead others back unto him, to disciples back others back to the cross. Glory to God. To draw, to with loving kindness, to draw them back to Jesus, not us, but back to Jesus. So Jesus was telling them, hey, I'm on a mission. He had to tell his mother he was concerned to stay on a mission, that he would let nothing distract him from accomplishing that mission. Glory to God. He had to let his mother know. He said, hey, wait a minute. First, how he responds back to his mother. He said, Jesus indicates that my hour is not yet come. His timing had not yet come. And then his mother tells the wedding servants to do whatever saith unto him. But he had to let her know. He had to alert her and let her know, hey, wait a minute. Wait. He said, woman. He had to let her know, hey, I'm on an assignment. And in this walk, to stay steadfast and unshakable and staying concentrated and attentive to the kingdom assignment that we are on, we must stay focused. We must stay focused. We can't be derailed by the enemy. We have to stay in God's presence. So that rebuilding that relationship to reflect him, it is very key. It is very important. That coming in oneness with him, the covenant relationship with him, it is what builds us to stay. It builds us our relationship to stay on assignment, to stay on the mission that he has set us on. Number three. Jesus' method was to glorify the Father. He didn't take none of the glory from God. He didn't take none of the credit. What we see in nowadays, everybody, you will hear, this is the most common thing you hear in the body of Christ. Oh, she preached good, or oh, she taught good, or oh, she did. We are not to take none of the glory from God. None of it. It all belongs to him. It belongs, nothing belongs to us. Glory to God. So when a soul is won into the kingdom, when we lead a soul into the kingdom, glory to God, we are to glorify the one that is in the heavens, not our flesh, not ourselves, not our ego, Glory to God. Not demonstrating that we, not acting like we demonstrated or we done something that was, that we should get the glory, but showing a clear demonstration to glorify the Father. Amen. To glorify, to be glory, to, that the Father is always glorified through what Christ does. Glory to God.
Amen.
In performing the miracle at Cana in such a quiet, non-flashy way. What do you see now? I shared with someone the other day. I said, let me tell you something. You know, if you want to reach people on Facebook, glory to God. Do an audio, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do a video, glory to God. Because, see, people, that flesh want to see what you got on, see how you look, see how you're talking, glory to God. See how your makeup is done, see whatever is going. That flesh wants to be glorified. But when you do that audio, glory to God, that non-flashy way, hallelujah, glory to God, the way that Christ would do it, hallelujah, in a quiet demeanor, in a quiet way, hallelujah, not boasting and bragging on yourself, but to encourage others to be drawn back to the cross, glory to God, to encourage others to be disciples, glory to God, not becoming a public spectacle, but showing, giving God all of the glory. That's something we don't see nowadays. We think that our first assignment, we think that we got to be preachers and teachers in a pulpit just to get the message across. But discipleship, it's a lifestyle, glory to God. It's a lifestyle that reflects you to be, that you model and you guide yourself to live righteously and holy and follow Jesus the Christ. Not your flesh, not my flesh, not in a flashy way. But giving God all of the glory. Giving him all of the glory. So he did this in such a way. He was smooth and he was suave when he did it. He told him to go and get the jug. Go and get it. And there were set six water pots of stone, and after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. He didn't make no big scene doing this. But he told them, just fill it with water to the brim. This is what we are supposed to do. We have to draw them back to Christ. We have to lead them back to Christ. We are to be led back to Christ. Glory to God. So it causes us not to take the glory. He was proclaiming the kingdom of God and salvation. He was proclaiming, that is what his assignment that he was on. To draw them back to a more excellent way. They have been living by the law. They have been doing it the way that the law has said. But he said, no, there's a more personable way. There's a more a way that will draw you back unto me, that will cause you to come in oneness with me, marrying me, glory to God, becoming in covenant with just me, glory to God.
Yeah.
That will get the kingdom of heaven will get the glory. So Jesus felt an urgency. There was an urgency. So if we are reflecting Christ in this hour, there should be an urgency. There should be an urgency for us to get these, for us to draw them to this water. Glory to God. Draw them to him. They come thirsty, glory to God. I imagine that if you don't eat all this food at a wedding, you become thirsty, glory to God, and to know that there is nothing to drink. So Jesus turns the water into wine. He draws them back in, glory to God, through this miracle, letting them know, hallelujah, that this thing here is just more than y'all drinking some wine and getting married. It is about salvation. There is an urgency that I am here to set out to fulfill. It is the same way with us. There is an urgency that we are on. This if we really believe that these was the last days, now if we really believe that statement, we will be out doing more than we'll be doing. But I found myself becoming complacent and lazy in the last couple of months because I really didn't believe that Jesus was coming back until the Lord said, I'm coming back. How am I getting the glory out of what you're doing? We must ask ourselves that if we really believe that we are placed in a posture of urgency to let the world know about this Savior, the only man that can save them, that died on the cross in a non-flashy way, but with urgency, not making a public spectacle of ourselves, but getting out with an urgency to fulfill the will of the kingdom, we would be moving a lot faster. So Jesus addresses Mary. He addresses her as a woman. As woman. He showed his authority. He had to show her he was on a mission. And he was no longer on a human journey, but a divine mission. He was sent out to do something, and he was going to stay focused and attentive to do it. He was going to make sure that he was able to complete that important goal that was assigned with strong conviction. There was a strong conviction assigned that he had to spread loving kindness, compassion, glory to God. He had to spread the good news of the kingdom, glory to God. And this is what we shall learn in the book of John. So Mary had to realize, she had to realize that whatever she expected from Jesus, she had to realize that he was operating from a different level this time, that this thing was a divine mission, that his divine abilities were at her beck and call. She had to know that Jesus, the Messiah, was in her presence. So she commanded them. She said, go do whatever he tells you to do. This is how we should be. We should know that we are in the presence of God. We should get up and we should go do whatever he tells us to do. Should not be slothful. But we should get up moving, glory to God, because we married to this man, glory to God. We are married to the Christ, glory to God. We are in oneness with him, glory to God. We have been discipled. We've been, now we are modeling and we're reflecting and we are being guided by him, glory to God. So it causes us not to be stagnant, glory to God. It causes us to whatever he sets us out to do, whatever miracle, whatever wonder, a sign, or token that he needs to be revealed, we are not being stagnant in doing it. We just moving when he say move, glory to God.
Amen.
And his miracles, it points to him as the Son of God. They were not just magic tricks. They were not just things for him to be doing, but there was a strategic. It was strategically done, glory to God. Who would think that Jesus would do the first miracle at a wedding? Who would think that he would only do 37 miracles, glory to God? His identity was revealed that he was the Messiah. It caused them to put faith in him. It caused them to be drawn back to him, glory to God. So today we witness his manifested glory, glory to God, at this wedding. We witness it. And he took none of the glory from God. We are sometimes tempted to doubt God's goodness when we fail to see the reality of it in our lives. And it is so easy for that flesh to allow us to be tempted to doubt God. But we must know that we are modeled, we are modeling, and we are being guided to live a lifestyle of righteousness and holiness, following after Christ. So it means that we must trust and believe him, that we must have faith in him, that this thing is a reality, that the perception of this thing is reality. It is real. Whatever he says he's going to do, he's going to do it, glory to God.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Must trust him like never before, glory to God. I had to tell myself, I said, Maggie wanted to be married so bad, glory to God. And then I had to realize I'm already married, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
I'm married
God.
To the one that saves my soul, glory to God. I'm married to the one that can save your soul, that saved your soul, glory to God, that saves my children's soul, glory to God. I'm in oneness with the Messiah, glory to God. So it causes me to have faith and trust in him. Whatever he's spoken, he said he's going to do. So if he's spoken something, no, it's a done deal, glory to God. But it strengthened my faith, glory to God, to know that he performed the miracle in my life. So the practical points today, when we have a need, are great or small, we should first go to Jesus for help. We must go to him. We must go to our Father.
Praise God.
Is easy for us to go to our leaders. It is easy to go to our friends. If you're married, your spouse, if you're not married, your bestie, it's easy for us to do that. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you one thing I learned under Cornerstone. Apostle said, did you go down in prayer? Glory to God. It teaches, she has taught me how to go before God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So it teaches me to go before him and ask for help. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I don't have the power nor the strength to do this. Glory to God. I don't. I need you like never before. Lord, if I trust in my flesh, it will fail me, glory to God. So I need you. I need you like never before, Lord. I need to put all my trust in you. Lord, do you want me to go left or right? We'll think that thing is silly, but it's true. We must consult him in everything that we do. I like the way John 6:44 in the Amplified Version says. It says, no one is able to have the power or ability within oneself to come to me, Jesus Christ, unless the Father who has sent me draw him to reach down and draw out to select. We don't have the power or ability to meet the need. We don't have the power or ability to meet, whether they small or great, glory to God. We don't have the power or ability. So we don't want to let our flesh deceive us and think we do. Number two, God's responses to our pleas for help are always for our good and his glory. Know that he gets the glory out of this. When we go to him and we plead, when we go to him and we inquire from him and we ask of him and we trust, put all our trust in him, it is for our good and he gets the glory. We reap the benefit. So we got to know that we must confront him and console him in everything that we must do. We got to go before Christ, glory to God. Number three, obeying Jesus is always best. It's always best. It didn't say sometimes best, but always best. I said always. So let us not be disobedient. Let us be obedient sons and daughters, regardless of what he might require of us. I had to take that picture down. Glory to God. That flesh wanted to get them likes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what he's requiring of me is holiness and righteousness.
Praise God.
Regardless of what it may look like, what the world may say it feel like, glory to God. It requires us to be obedient to his word, glory to God. It requires us to walk and talk like him, glory to God. It requires us to emulate him, glory to God. We have to reflect him. That is our principle, what he has assigned us on in this on this mission, glory to God. He just didn't put us on a mission to just do it a certain way, but he gave us a specific method how to do this thing, a technique, a system, a way of how to live this walk, to walk this walk and talk this talk, and to be sons and daughters of the King, glory to God. Number four, God often uses our own obedience in answering our requests, glory to God. Our obedience answers our questions. Our obedience answers the things that we need. They needed wine. He told them to go get the jugs, fill them to the brim. They were obedient. They moved quick. They moved swiftly. They didn't say, well, Lord, Jesus, Messiah, do you want me to fill it halfway up? They moved swiftly. So their obedience answered their request for the water to be turned into wine, for them to be able to drink at this wedding and not thirst after eating all this food, being parched, glory to God. But he filled their thirst, glory to God. Number five, we can trust Jesus to provide the very best when he responds to our request. We don't have to go out and do it, glory to God. We don't have to take the measures in our own hands. It requires just our obedience, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I remember having a conversation with the apostle. She said, you don't have to go out and find it. It'll find you, glory to God. That blessing will chase you down, glory to God. Because he will provide his best in our obedience to respond to our request. When we go to him in need and asking and inquiring from him and asking him to do it for us, glory to God. And Lord God, I came to consult you because I can't do it my own. I don't have the power nor the might nor the strength, but I need you, Lord God. And it responds and it works out in our good. Now, who would not want to serve a God like that? That it worked out in our good. Who would not want to serve a God that all we got to do is be obedient, consult him first, follow him, walk like him, talk like him, act like him?
Hallelujah.
That's our mannerism should be him, to speak like him, to treat others like him. And then we reap the benefit. Glory to God. Every circumstance, number six, every circumstance provides opportunities for Jesus to display his glory. He gets the glory when we walk and talk it like him. When we live it like him, he gets the glory. And we reap the benefit. Jesus is an all-knowing God, so there is nothing he does not knowing, he does not know about. He was involved in the world's creation, and he knows each and one of us down to the last hair.
Hallelujah.
Trust him with your whole life, body, mind, and soul. No one knows or loves you better. I bless God for this word today. Truly, my relationship was intensified from this word today. Because I had to get back focus to know that I'm on an assignment. I'm on a mission. I have a designated mission that I'm on. It's an important goal that it is accompanied by strong conviction that I got to do what my dad says do. My lifestyle is not my own no more. The way I walk and I talk is not my own no more. Glory to God. I've turned from this world. Glory to God. I reflect him. Glory to God. My attitude has changed. Glory to God. No, I don't make excuses to have a bad attitude. Glory to God. Because I reflect Jesus. Glory to God. I don't make excuses just to say and do all kinds of things out of my mouth. But I realize that I'm reflecting. Glory to God. My Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't pass the blame off on others. Now I take ownership and I walk and I talk it like a child of the King. Glory to God.
Praise God.
I don't make excuses. I don't find cop-outs to sin. Glory to God. I don't make excuses. Oh, Jesus is still working on me. God knows my heart. No, I'm walking and I'm talking this thing because now I'm on a mission that comes with strong conviction. The Holy Ghost is leading and guiding me. Glory to God. This is what we should be on an assignment on. Glory to God. To lead others to this strong conviction that they will be converted and changed how we were converted and changed. Glory to God. That they will know that the principle is to become more like Christ. not like Maggie, not like Asia, not like anyone else on the line or who will hear this, but like him, glory to God. And he gets the glory. And we reap the benefit. Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Amen.
So I turn the line back over to Apostle. If there's any questions or comments, amen. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, beloved. We thank God for this Bible study teach, amen, Sunday school, amen, concerning, amen, hallelujah, God's mind toward us, amen. And I specifically loved how the woman of God, God brought through the woman of God, how we have to try God at his word, amen. We got to take him at his word in this season, and that the standard that has been set for us is not Apostle Asia standard or Prophetess Maggie standard, amen, or Minister Paris standard, amen, or Minister Sykes standard, amen. But this standard is a higher standard, amen, and that standard has been set, amen, through Christ's ministry in the earth, amen, him who is the living word of God, amen. And so, amen, we just have to be mindful in this season. We do have a lot going on, amen, in the world today that is unlike anything that we have ever been through before, amen. But we can trust God like the woman of God taught today with everything, with our whole life. We can trust him, amen. He amen. Is our creator. I just want to point out that Mary and John was Jesus' schoolmaster. They was his tutors, amen, from a child, amen, up into the age of his growth, amen, of his maturity, amen. And I want you to pay attention to that when she told him that there was no wine, amen, and he said, woman, what do thou have to do with me, amen, because he had to be about his father's business. Beloved, we all have a charge to keep in a God to glorify. God is revealing things to you in this season, amen, that he would have for you to do. And I believe that it is very important that you refocus and stay focused, amen, that you abide in the Christ, amen, being focused, praise God. Let us not compete with the Holy Spirit, amen. If you have noise in your background, mute your phone. And so I just want to say to you that even though he spoke those words to Mary, that she had to release him. And she said, do what he says do. Amen. So those of us that are spiritual parents, amen, I want you to understand that it's you that will push or nudge your spiritual children into their purpose and destiny. Jesus said, my time have not yet come. Amen. But she said anyway to do what he says do. Amen. And he went forth and did the first miracle. And you will find that in the Gospel of John, every miracle after that miracle, that those chapters are called the glory books. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus has done miracle after miracle after miracle. And so it was his mother that pushed him into his time of public revealing, because he said that my time have not yet come. Amen. But obviously it was his time. Praise God. Amen. And so we just thank God. Amen. For spiritual parents that do know our timing. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want it to be our timing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we believe that the time has not yet come. And it took for Mary to push the Christ into his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. She had to release him into his purpose. So sometimes you will find that we will pull on you, tug on you, and nudge you. Amen. It is all in love. Receive it in love, beloved. Amen. And so you may say, no, I'm not, this is not my time. I'm not ready. Remember this time when Mary had to nudge the Christ into his purpose and into his destiny. Amen. Do anyone have anything that they want to share concerning the Sunday school lesson? We have 8 minutes before the Spirit and Truth worship service, and we want you all to be able to call back in to the next service. Amen. This is our set day that we can be come together and gather in Jesus' name and hear a word from the Lord, amen, to be able to direct us, amen, in the days to come. So is anyone sharing? Praise God. If no one have anything to share, amen, concerning this Sunday school lesson, I want to encourage you to do the upcoming Sunday school lessons. If you don't have a book, send me a message so that we can get the book out to you. If you do not yet have your Sunday school book, so that you can study it in advance. And I just want to encourage you that starting this new year, I have begun to read the Bible from the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, and each day I'm taking a chapter, amen, and I'm meditating upon it, pulling out of it whatever it is that God is revealing, and I'm going to take it all the way through Revelation, amen, as God graced me to do so, amen. And so I want to encourage you, anyone else that wants to join in that daily study of the scriptures, amen. And this is not a corporate study, but this is a personal study for me, something that I have committed myself to, amen. But who knows, God may be stirring up something in you, amen, right now, amen, just from it being shared, amen, because as the woman of God said, we got to take him at his word, and we have to remember that Jesus Christ is the living word. Holiness without will no man see the Lord, and it is the word of God, amen. I don't want to get into the next message, amen, because I believe that this message is tying into the next. And so we're going to release you. We have 7 minutes to get back on. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that you have drawn to be present in your presence as we are gathered in your name in Sunday school, oh God. We thank you. We ask that you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you remember their generations, for as they stand in your presence to receive your word, they do not just stand for themselves, but for their generations, oh God, for their extended family. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word being made life in their life today. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you quickening and hastening to perform your word, making your word a quickening agent unto them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Amen. For we desire the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, beloved, you are released. We will see you in 5 minutes. We will be back on for Spirit and Truth Worship Service. Agape Love.